Okay.
You just
want to
go home and like run or?
Right, I can't sleep.
Have a lot of run.
Okay, everyone in their seats. We'll make a start. Okay, welcome everyone to the December 13th Meander Valley Council meeting 2022. Safety announcements I have to read out. So evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entrance to chambers. In an emergency, an alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. Make sure that your audio recording is on. Yes, thank you. So I declare the meeting open at 3:01. Attendance and apologies. I have apologies from Councillor John Temple, who's not well at the moment. We wish him the best. I want to acknowledge country, so I begin today by acknowledging the Palitora and Panahia past peoples and the traditional owners and custodians of land on which we gather today. And I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Also, I'd like to acknowledge the passing of Mr. Steve Bollard. Meander Valley Council records its deep regret at the sad passing on the 25th of November 2022 of Mr. Steve Bollard, Postmaster of the Carrick Licence Post Office and Treasurer of the Carrick Community Committee. On behalf of the Council, I'd like to express our appreciation of his dedicated and materialist public service to the local community in Carrick and tender our sympathies to his family in their bereavement. I'll ask somebody to move the minutes of last council meeting, please. Councillor Kelly, a seconder, please. Seconder for the minutes, Councillor Dornoff, thank you. Any comments from councillors?
I'm going to move an amendment, is that what I'm doing?
You are moving an amendment.
Amendment to the minutes, and I think, have you got it up there, Jack?
I have, I'm bringing it up.
Thank you.
I have a seconder for a mover to the amendments.
I'll second it, thank you.
Councillor Dudman, thank you. So if we can have the amendment put up, please.
That's right.
Is that the amendment, Councillor?
Yeah.
Okay, can we scroll down a little bit more, please? Oh, that's it, right up. Okay, as the mover of the amendment.
Thank you, Mayor.
Still not on.
Go to it, Cameron.
Is it green now?
Just
no.
Yeah.
No, let it go
there
again.
There you go now.
Ah, Mick, can you just tap it or swap it? No, pull it away, Councillor.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. So a number of people contacted me who had listened to the audio and felt that there were a few strategically missing words that changed the meaning of the answer. So I listened to the audio several times and included just a little bit more detail, which I think captures what the General Manager said in the November meeting.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Dudman, a second of the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. I am happy to support Councillor Loader in this amendment. I note that there are not any full requirements for minutes to be overly detailed, but I think for an effort of transparency and accountability which we owe to the public, these amendments are not controversial and they should be supported. From a legal viewpoint, I also don't see that giving this information and this level of detail is something that should be discouraged. So I am more than happy to support this amendment.
Okay, open up for discussion, councillors, on the amendment, proposed amendment. Councillor Kelly.
Look, I was quite happy with the response that we had from our general manager when he was asked previously about his thoughts on whether he was comfortable with it. I haven't listened to the audio. However, I do respect the general manager, given that it's his words as to whether he agrees with what's been put forward and what's not, so I won't be supporting it.
Councillor Kelly, open up for any discussion, councillors. Councillor Dornoff.
I agree with Councillor Kelly. I think it's very much up into the general manager's interpretation, and I will be voting against this motion.
Thanks, Councillor Dwan. Open for discussion, councillors. Any other discussion? Comments? If not, I'll go back to, we're done. Yep. I'll go back to Councillor Dorn, Councillor Dudman has anything to wrap up.
I'm glad I didn't.
Back to Councillor Loder.
Given that, as Councillor Dudman said, this is quite a controversial issue that has caused a lot of angst in the community, I think that having more detail is better for transparency. And I just think it's better to have more than less when it comes to consultation about this.
Thank you. On that basis, then I'll put the motion. All those in favour of the amendment to the minutes, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
That's Councillor Cameron, Loder, House, Lee, Dudman. And those against, please raise your hand. Johnston, Kelly and Dornoff. The motion is moved.
Okay.
The minutes will be amended. So we need to, they'll go back to the amended motion. Sorry, do we need to move in a second or a move in a second on that? We do. Sorry. We now need to put the amended motion forward as it's been amended. It was moved by Councillor Kelly and Councillor Dornoff. Neither of you, do you wish to speak on that? Because this is still the motion.
The motion that we've put forward is still the motion. I thought what we've just voted on has now become the motion.
Correct, isn't it?
So why would I want to... Do I get a chance to speak on it?
No, we don't. So we need to put that... We don't. We've already moved. Moved the amended...
We just have to vote on the motion as amended.
Right, so, OK, we need to vote on the motion as amended.
Sorry,
all those in favour.
Just a point of clarification. Just a point of clarification. We've voted on the amendment and now we vote to make the amendment...
The minutes.
Right, OK.
Confirmation of the minutes, that's correct. We're all clear, that's good.
Did I speak about
it? You actually... You did.
You're the
first one. Yes. I'll put the motion as it stands to confirm the minutes. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. Thank you. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Any declarations of interest from minutes going forward? Neil? The councillor workshop report. So the Mayor and Councillor reports are included in our agenda papers. Just bear with me because I'm running through two sheets of paper. So they're listed. Councillors got any other reports that they would like to add that are not in the agenda? Councillor Dudman?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I've sent this through to Jackie, but just to note as well that I attended the Rotary Club of Westbury meeting as a guest speaker on the 23rd of November and the Westbury Community Tea on the 10th of December.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other councillors? Councillor Lee?
Yeah, I'd just like to, on the 1st of December, I attended the Western Tiers Visitor Centre for the end of year function.
Yep, thanks, Councillor Lee. You did, as well as Councillor House.
I was going to say, I think Councillor House, yeah.
Yeah, Councillor Kelly himself, thank you.
Was that the volunteer?
Volunteer end of year celebration, correct.
Yeah, there was yourself there too, Wayne.
I was late.
We'll still give you the point.
No, it was over and done with. Okay, any other councillor acknowledgements or announcements? Councillor Kelly.
Not sure if this is appropriate, but I would like to actually draw the attention to our works manager and thanking them for... Is this the appropriate place?
Yeah.
Look, I'd like to really thank our works manager and his team. Sorry.
Yep.
I'd like to really thank our works manager, Matthew, and his team for the efforts that they've done in the clean-up of the flood, not only the Deloraine Riverbank, but also the roads. I've been getting some fantastic reports of the responses. It's, you know, no doubt, Matthew, you've worked some really long hours and put a lot of work into this, and you're very gutsy to take on that project at the Deloraine Riverbank there. I came past there one day and got ulcers, but it's turned out a really good job, and I know you haven't finished with it yet, and you've got an outstanding vision for it, so I just want to commend you and your team. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Kelly.
Thank you.
Any other?
Yes, sorry, Mr. Mayor, I would like to move a notice of motion.
Yes, Councillor Dudman, yep.
Councillors, I move that the Meander Valley Council record its deep regret at the death on the 25th of November 2022 of Stephen Bolland, Postmaster of the Carrick Licence Post Office and Treasurer of the Carrick Community Committee, places on record its appreciation of his dedicated and meritorious public service to the local community in Carrick and tender its profound sympathy to his family in their bereavement.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor, so moved. A seconder? Can I second? You can. Just let me wipe this down. As the mover of the motion, Councillor Dudman, you want to add more to that?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I first had the honour of meeting Steve Bolland in 2017. He was a no-rubbish, down-to-earth, genuine man who truly cared about his community. Steve was born and raised in the United Kingdom, but came to Australia and worked in Adelaide before travelling the country further with his partner Deirdre. It was during one such trip that he discovered our little town of Carrick. Steve and Deirdre fell in love with the place and vowed to come back. True to their word, when the Carrick Post Office came on the market, Steve and Deirdre jumped at the opportunity, packed up and made Tasmania their new home. Steve took no time in making the post office his own. He was not afraid to challenge the status quo, something that I've always admired in him. He brought in staggered opening hours to help families retrieve parcels before and after work. He grew the business by introducing a range of items for sale and a service that was second to none. Everything he did in that business was with the community in mind and for the benefit of the community that he loved. This is something that didn't go unnoticed by residents in Carrick. His little post office soon grew to be the community meeting point, where many a debate was had across the counter over a wide variety of issues. It also became the local information centre for tourists or locals who needed assistance or advice, especially about our great municipality and the sights and experiences it has to offer. Steve joined the Carrick Community Committee, where he served as the treasurer. He was not backward about coming forward in his adoration for his adopted hometown, and he lobbied hard across all levels of government for more investment in Carrick. Perhaps one of his best achievements and one of that he was most proud of was his involvement in ensuring the Carrick Cenotaph came to fruition. It is in part because of Steve that the township now has a place to remember those who served our country. It is a place where the community can come together to commemorate that service and mark important days in our calendar, such as Anzac Day and Remembrance Day. The community is deeply saddened by the death of Steve and have shared their sadness upon the news of his death. Rhonda at Carrick remembers Steve as a wonderful man who always went above and beyond and enjoyed an intellectual chat. Shona said that Steve has been such a wonderful addition to our community, generous with his time and resources for other community organisations. Kylie remembers Steve as always helpful and provided service with a smile. And Damien remembers fondly many trout fishing stories and tips from Steve, which was another passion he had. Jane said, "I'll miss his banter and talking all things gardening and seeds almost every week. He was telling me last week how proud he was of his lime tree, garlic, and he was a fountain of knowledge. I hope you get all the good things wherever you are now, Steve." Steve leaves behind his loving partner, Deirdre, his two daughters, Gemma and Ashley, and his other love, the Adelaide Crows football team. I offer my sincere condolences at the loss of Steve Bolland, a great man who gave a lot to his community. I join with the community of Carrick in remembrance of him. He may be gone, but he surely will not be forgotten. Rest in peace, Steve.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. Councillor Cameron, the second of the motion.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. That was a really lovely tribute to Steve. And those who had the opportunity to meet Steve, I'm sure will not forget him. He was an absolute legend. And he really was a true community-minded person and brought so much to the community there at Carrick. You know, if there was something to know about Carrick, Steve knew. And if you needed something, head to the post office. He operated that business in the way that the community needed, not how he wanted to, and it was, you know, he had those staggered opening hours. He really cemented himself in the community, and I do feel very sad about it, actually, and it's a really lovely way to express sympathy then on behalf of council, so thank you.
Councillor, open up for discussion. Councillor Dornoff.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman, for bringing this to our attention through this motion. It has wonderful merit, and I will be supporting this motion. However, I do understand if my fellow councillors do not, as it does set a precedence moving forward to acknowledge those within the community that have had great achievements, and obviously the criteria will be skewed for other people and it's a bit of a grey area, but I will be in support and thank you for all your hard work and lovely words that you just mentioned then. Thank you.
Councillor Dorlach. Councillors, any other comments, councillors? Councillor Kelly.
As we've had discussions before, I can't support this. I don't believe that a motion is the right format. We've already shared some kind words previous about it, so it's on a principle battle. I didn't know Steve personally. The very admirable your words and your intent, but I just don't think a motion is the right format.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other councillors? Comments? I guess, Ben, yeah, you knew him far better than I did. And obviously the residents of Carrick will really miss Steve. I do tend to agree with Councillor Kelly that we've got to be careful that by moving motions of condolence, we don't miss somebody in our community somewhere that will turn around and say, well, you didn't acknowledge such and such because they didn't, you know, it wasn't, a motion wasn't moved to council. I think this is a chance for us to bring this to a workshop going forward as to how we actually acknowledge people in our community that do great things so that we don't miss people in our community that pass away. But having said that, we've certainly acknowledged Steve twice today, so, which is good. So, on that basis, if there's no one else, I'll go back to Councillor Cameron as the seconder. No, Councillor Dudman as the mover.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm not going to reflect in this moment on those discussions, which I agree should be had in the future. This motion will be in remembrance of Steve and his commitment to the community. That's what we're voting on, and I encourage councillors to join me in voting in support of that.
Thanks, Councillor. All right, on that basis, I'll put the motion. All those in favour of the motion as it stands, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
That's Councillor Johnson, Cameron, Loder, House, Lee, Dudman, Dornoff, and those against. Councillor Kelly, thank you. Motion is passed. Thanks, councillors. Petitions. Nil petitions.
Nil, Mr. Mayor.
Community representations.
Nil, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, public question time. There were no questions taken on notice from November. What about Mr. Badcock? There was
a question just covered in there.
Right, moving on. Yep.
Okay, so over to you. Questions without
notice. So are there questions without notice from the members of the public in the gallery? We go to public question time. Sorry, Tanya, before you start, I've overlooked something. So we had two questions from Mr. James Redgrave about planning and waste. They were unintentionally overlooked in our November meeting. We've apologised to Mr. Redgrave. Both his questions are in our agenda and with the responses that were published. There are also two new questions on notice from Linda Poulton and one from Heather Donaldson, both of Westbury. These relate to the Northern Prison Project and are published with our responses in the agenda in the minutes. Finally, we received two questions without notice from Mr. Robin Badcock. And I'll ask the General Manager to read those onto the record in Mr. Badcock's absence. So I'll just get you to hold your question for a minute, Tanya, if you don't mind, before we head into the public question. So if you have a seat, and we'll go through that. Sorry about that. My fault. I skipped a page. Oh. Try again.
A bit hard.
Hold again.
Oh, well. There you go.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Two questions, as the Mayor has indicated, from Mr. Robin Badcock. The first question. At a recent meeting of the Old Meander Valley Council, Council was asked to contact Minister Roger Yench to seek detail as to what a new fit-for-purpose therapeutic youth rehabilitation facility may look like and where it might be located. Given it would appear planning would allow such a facility to be constructed also, brackets, along with a prison, though not on the same site, close brackets, in Meander Valley. Has the Council successfully made contact with the Minister on this matter, and if so, what is the detail available at this time? Mayor Wayne Johnston advised that he wrote to Minister Roger Yench on the 30th of September 2022, as per his commitment to Mr. Babcock and the neighbours of Ashley, at the council ordinary meeting on the 13th of September. Question 3, minute reference 177/2022. The minister responded shortly before today's meeting. His letter advises of two recently released documents, the Tasmanian Government's Youth Justice Blueprint and its Youth Justice Facilities Model. Mr Mayor, I can read that letter if
yes,
you'd like.
Please.
Paul, just in terms of transparency for the record. Dated minute, letter dated 13th of December 2022. Dear Wayne, thank you for your letter regarding the proposed facility to replace Ashley Youth Detention Centre. I note you also raised matters relating to the Northern Correctional Facility. I understand that you are in contact with the project team in the Department of Justice. We're in a position to respond to questions the Council might have about the Northern Correctional Facility project. Regarding the Ashley Youth Detention Centre, the Tasmanian Government is committed to developing a youth justice system, including new youth justice facilities that achieve better outcomes for young people and their families and keeps our communities safe. The Government has recently released the final draft of our Youth Justice Blueprint, which will set out the strategic directions for the entire youth justice system over the next 10 years. To achieve this, the blueprint focuses on five strategies to deliver a connected and responsive youth justice system. It will prioritise prevention and early intervention to reduce engagement with the youth justice system, ensure diversion from the justice system is early and lasting, establish a therapeutically based justice response, integrate and connect whole government and community service systems, and provide an appropriately trained and supported therapeutic workforce. We have also released our proposed youth justice facilities model, which will comprise of a number of different facilities to replace the Ashley Youth Detention Centre. These include one detention and remand centre located in the south, two assisted bail facilities, one in the north and or northwest and one in the south, and two supported residential facilities, one in the north or northwest and one in the south. Our intention is to build facilities closer to population centres with improved access to services and supports and to facilitate better through care for young people transitioning back into the community. None of these facilities will be delivered at or near the current Ashley Youth Detention site. Further information relating to your to our youth justice reform can be found at the website below, and there's a website address. Thank you for raising these important matters. Roger Yance, Minister. So.
Thanks, gentlemen.
So that's the first.
Yep.
So the second question from Mr Babcock. Ashley neighbours have been advised by Justice that Andrea Young planning consultants have been appointed to prepare a social impact assessment. Ashley neighbours will be meeting with Andrea Young of Andrea Young planning consultants in January. Has the council been contacted by Andrea Young for a consultation to provide an outline of the assessment study framework and seek input from council on this very important matter? My response as general manager is as advised, and as per the response given to Councillor Temple during question time at council's ordinary meeting on the 8th of November, refer question 1, minute reference 229/2022. The general manager has met with officers from the Department of Justice to discuss Northern Correctional Facility and Social Economic Impact Assessment Study. This took place on the 25th of October and was attended by Andrea Young, as well as Michelle Foster, Andrew Harvey, James MacGyver, Chris Cornell McLellan, and Council's former Director of Community Wellbeing, Melissa Lewin. On Friday 9th of December, Ms Young emailed myself as the General Manager advising the social impact study had progressed through its scoping stage and that they were beginning targeted engagement with local organisations and interest groups to augment the information provided by the community earlier in the year, that they will be consulting with near neighbours at the Ashley Youth Detention Centre site in the new year and had already been in contact with Mr Babcock, that they intended to target other groups and organisations covering children's and health services, crisis housing, real estate agents and tourism sector representatives such as Great Western Tiers Tourism Association and Visit Northern Tasmania, and they were seeking advice on appropriate contacts within the municipality that might be contacted to interview about local industry impacts and opportunities. A response to Ms Young has not yet been provided.
Thank you, General Ranger. Yep. So, having skipped over that, I do apologise. That was my time. We'll go to public question time. So, you have 3 minutes to address council. I'm sure you're aware of the process.
Thank you, Mayor Johnston. My name's Tanya King and I live in Westbury.
Hi, Tanya.
Residents of Meander Valley are lucky enough to have access to 3 public swimming pools. Both Caveside and Mile Creek are operated by dedicated community volunteers. These volunteers attend to the pool's maintenance morning and night to ensure that they stay open for our community members to enjoy. The pressure on our volunteer organisations to operate in unrealistic conditions by suggesting that these pools aren't allowed to open and operate without the supervision of professional lifeguards is just another example of bureaucrats making decisions from behind their desks with total disregard for the ramifications and the impact on our communities. Decisions like this are pushing kids away from safe swimming areas and into dams and rivers, and may also lead to idle kids finding their own fun, which may not be as safe as a community pool. Like many, I'm very disappointed to hear that the Mole Creek Committee has been forced to close the pool for the 22-23 season due to the inability to secure lifeguards and therefore appropriate insurance. My question is, what assistance has council or councillors given to the Mole Creek Pool Committee to assist them to remain open? Given the delay in opening the Deloraine Pool, is it possible to redirect these services, even for the short term, to help secure such a popular community asset? And further, what will council do to ensure that the Caveside pool doesn't fall to the same fate? Thank you.
Thanks, Tanya.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The question of how council operates its pool facilities, public pool facilities, and also the Mole Creek pool facility is an increasingly complex one. In terms of the requirements around workplace health and safety law and the obligations that rest on the shoulders of the general manager personally, if there is an accident at those pools, then the liability rests with the general manager. I am not satisfied, based on the specified operation without a lifeguard, that those facilities are able to operate effectively to the point that a liability assigned personally to me as a person operating this business has been satisfied. Therefore, we then look at two things. One is the physical characteristics of the facility. In the case of Caveside, there's an argument to say that that facility needs to be upgraded to meet contemporary standards. In terms of Mole Creek, it is not a council facility. We have offered the operators of Mole Creek, the Progress Association, funding to support training of lifeguards that could operate the pool. Unfortunately, the training providers are not able to provide that training in the season that we have. And so there's an impasse there, as you've sort of alluded to. In terms of the Deloraine pool, the floods have damaged the pool. We're working hard to have it in part operational in terms of some of the facilities, that we may be able to open it mid-January, but that's not certain. We hope to have all repairs done by March, which is obviously too late for this season. That's unavoidable. It is a consequence of the flood and the damage that is there. Whether or not the operator scheduled for the Deloraine pool is able to transfer some of their staff and resource to that facility remains a question to be answered in two parts. The first part is whether the operators of Mole Creek, the Progress Association, can reach an agreement with the operator of Deloraine Pool. And secondly, given the nature of that agreement, what is the cost of that agreement? At that point, council may give consideration to subsidising any cost there. But it is not a council facility. It needs to be a question of Progress Association and the Deloraine Pool contractor reaching an agreement and then putting a proposal to council for its proper consideration.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks. Any other questions from the public, please? Take that as no. Thank you for the questions. So, obviously, questions, Tanya can provide them so they can be provided in the minutes. Thank you. So, thanks for public question time. Councillor question time. There were no questions with notice received. None taken on notice from last month. Are there any questions without notice from councillors?
I've got a few, but Ben looks like he's got one.
Councillor Duggan.
Just in the absence of my neighbour in this chamber.
I was going to ask that as well.
Speaking of all the passionate councillors in this room, has there been any updates on...
Well, I think we just had it, but anyway, we'll go.
Project.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I've pretty much covered most of the updates, but sadly for Councillor Temple, I do have an answer in addition to that, and he's not here. And that answer is that Colin Shepherd, the director of the prison project, has contacted me and offered to brief the new council on the prison project and where it's currently at. Tentatively, we've locked that in. Tentatively, we've set it up and locked it in for the workshop on the 20th. Okay. To be confirmed by the project team in terms of their availability, but that's what I'm aiming for.
Thanks. Yeah. Councillor Dwyer?
I've spoken with Colin personally, and he's wonderful about bridging the gap in knowledge. And I look forward to hearing him talk to us at the workshop.
Councillor Cameron?
I've got a couple, but I just... Sorry. So just following on, nice to see you. I don't know what to call you, Tanya. Former Councillor King.
Mrs. King.
Mrs. King. just following on to some of the questions that Tanya's raised, I just want to know a little bit around the discussion then. So you're the General Manager saying that the Progress Association, it's actually, they've now got a pool committee, and the Deloraine pool contractors need to speak. Has that been expressed to Mull Creek, to any of the community members out there? I'm unsure whether that has. The communication I've had with them, I wouldn't have thought that's happened. I emailed the Office of the General Manager on the 28th of November asking for some information around the pools and followed up on that several times. Yes, the Mayor said to me I could have made a phone call, but I'm yet to have a response around the pools. So I find it quite disappointing that we're talking about this now after the pools. I raised it quite some time ago. It feels weird with being so cold and I don't want to swim, but others are coming into the season. And this is something that I had flagged to discuss before we got to this point. And I challenge you to mention contemporary facilities to the Caveside Pool Committee. I think... that would be met with a firm no. But my question around Caveside, are you aware of any incidents ever being recorded in the past at that facility? And I'll drop another question.
That's about four questions, but see how you go.
You might have to remind me if I miss one. Just in terms of the first one, has the Progress Association or the subcommittee around the pool been advised of that? My understanding, confirm it. Dino, Director of Infrastructure, is yes, that is the case. The second question was...
Oh, I asked about Caveside, with the if there's been any recorded incidents there.
Yeah. Oh, that was the fourth question.
Yeah.
But I'll just talk about Caveside and the response. So, yes, Councillor, you did raise the issue of pools some time ago. Since then, we've also had the introduction of the flood and the impact on the Deloraine pool. Caveside itself has suffered some damage to the pool liner. And as I advised probably a week and a half or 2 weeks ago that I was intending to provide a response, we've obtained some preliminary legal advice in terms of public liability and the exposures that are there for council, and as I indicated, for me personally. And you've only got to look at chief executive officers around the country when something goes wrong. History is irrelevant. It's the incident that occurs and the discharge of responsibility. At the moment, as the General Manager of Council, I am not satisfied that that public liability has been adequately, or is able to be adequately addressed in terms of the operations. And it rests with my position, and it's my decision in accepting that risk or not. And at the moment, I'm not prepared to take that risk. And probability, whether or not an accident or an incident has occurred in the past, does not in any way prevent an accident occurring tomorrow if we open those facilities with inadequate safety measures in place. And history is no defence. When I'm sitting in the dock, you can smile about it, Councillor, when I'm sitting in the dock, discharging that responsibility.
Councillor Kelly.
You finish with your question?
About the pools, yeah, but I do have another question.
I have a question about the pool. The primary school, yeah, the primary school Doreen, how do they get away with how they operate? Anyone know?
It's an education department facility.
Well, that's what I mean, but you can go and hire that and use that.
You can.
Without a lifeguard.
You can, councillor. Which is where the Rotary Learn to Swim campaign will be going soon. The Doreen pool is not available. I can't answer that any further than that.
Well, could someone dig it up for me?
Yeah.
I'll dig it up, don't worry about it.
No, well, I can do it. I can do it.
Councillor Donald.
The issue is in relation to insurances and preventing the liability for the general manager. Is there scope for a discussion of, in relevance to the Mole Creek pool, taking over the operational control under the Meander Valley Council realm?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, like everything, it is there's certainly scope for that discussion. What I would suggest is if that is something that's on the table, then council needs to have a broader discussion around the level of service and the operation of these facilities. At the moment, Deloraine Pool, for example, is subsidised to the tune of $20 per attendance against, I'm not sure what the current entry fee is, it's around a couple of dollars, isn't it?
$2 or something.
Yep, and so these facilities are expensive to operate. They are highly valued on the balance, but they operate for a short period of time, and it is something that the council ought to have a discussion around holistically around the operation of all pools, the level of service.
Comment from John Harvey.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, just to contribute to the general manager's response there, the question from Councillor Dwanoff is on the premise that an unmanned pool would be insured by our insurer. Okay, and that is not the case. So I think that by the amount of questions that have been raised, we should be deferring this to a council workshop for discussion so that we can provide some accurate detail, because at the moment there's an attempt to answer questions to be transparent, but I think that it needs to be quite specific.
Okay, start. We have a workshop next Tuesday by the sound of it. Councillor Dornoff.
For the record, I appreciate those comments, but I wasn't suggesting that the pool be operated without a lifeguard, more so the transfer of services in this particular sense from the Deloraine pool to the Mole Creek pool as per availabilities.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron, no, sorry, then Councillor House.
Thanks. This one I've written out, so. With more and more people enjoying the freedom of travelling around our state in a caravan or a motorhome, it is increasingly important that we encourage them to include the Meander Valley in their travel plans. Many towns are listed on the CMCA website as RV-friendly towns, listing parking and other facilities such as dump points and water fill-up stations. There is a gap of service with no RV-friendly destinations between Deloraine and Launceston. We all know that this is not true, as every town in our municipality is worthy of the tourist visit, and caravanners who choose to follow the guide of the CMCA would just keep driving. It is my understanding that the installation of a dump point can go a long way in attracting tourists to a town. Will Council work with the CMCA to identify a location in the eastern end of our municipality for such a service?
Yeah. It's again, it's probably a question that is for workshop discussion, but Councillor Cameron and any other councillor may put a motion before the council to enact that process. And Dino, Director of Infrastructure.
Don't bend. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, at the last council meeting, we also looked at a potential for a capital works project in response to the Camino. So we do have in the draft sort of forward works program for discussion with council the opportunity for the dump point in Westbury at least to kickstart that discussion.
Thanks, Dino. Councillors, now discuss Councillor Dublin.
Just following on from Councillor Cameron's question regarding the dump point. Will Council commit to providing a dump point in Westbury based on the representation made by the Caminos at the last meeting?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, as the Director of Infrastructure just indicated that it's been recorded as a possibility in the Capital Works Program for this financial year. Like all possibilities, it's for Council the determination of the budget around that March period to determine that.
Thanks, Councillors. Councillor House, with your microphone, please.
Can I just go back to the issue of the pools, or is that gone?
You can, if you want to ask a question. Yes.
Well, I wasn't so much asking a question. I just want to make a point, just to endorse what our General Manager was saying. I think we've all got to be cognizant of the General Manager's responsibilities in terms of PCBU of this business under the Workplace Health and Safety Act. It's an onerous responsibility, and I just want to make sure that everyone is cognizant of that responsibility and how you have to make judgments on that basis. I know that the pools are an emotional issue, and I think we'd all like to see them open. But, John, I just want to endorse what you're saying. It is a responsibility, and I think we've all got to be cognizant of that from a PCBU point of view.
Thank you. Thanks, Councillor House. Any other Councillor Loder?
I would like to know if there are any plans to install more footpaths in the Blackstone Heights suburb. Is that on the agenda anywhere? I've been asked by several people, hence the question.
That would be, I can answer that one, I guess. Yes. That's a question that we'd have to feed into the Capital Works program. I can't tell you what the program is going forward of footpaths. It's interesting that the Blackstone Heights area was set up to, originally it was developed with no footpaths, and we've been lobbied over time by residents to have some footpaths put in. And I think when we came, or the last council came, we actually made a commitment to build 1 point something kilometres of footpath, and it was very expensive. Not saying that we shouldn't do that, but then I guess we get called by residents of Carrick to pipe drains and so forth, so it's all got to feed into the Capital Works program. So when that comes around, Councillor Loder, if you want to raise it then.
So that commitment, did that happen?
We built a big
one. We have built one in, yes, absolutely. Okay. So there's a big one that runs Panorama Road. Yes, we're there. So understand everybody wants a footpath or a drain put in, but it's got to be part of the Capital Works program.
Thank you.
But, yeah. Okay, councillors, anything else? Councillor Temple's got a lot to answer for. One question he asked, just one question. All right, thanks for that. So we now move on to planning authority. So Planning Matters Council Act is a planning authority under Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. The following applies to all council planning, for all planning authority reports. So we have planning authority report, 6 Kate Reid Drive. We have one person to speak. If I'm wrong, John, So you get the microphone for one. Thank you. Mr. Russell Terry, is that correct? Mr. Terry?
Yes.
Good. So, Mr. Terry, you've got 3 minutes to address council. At 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I will tap the bell. And if you keep going, you're very passionate, I'll probably keep going on. So, but 3 minutes. So don't feel nervous. Just, that's what you need to tell us.
Pretty nervous.
Not quite, sorry.
I'm on the edge of my cart, so I'm sure.
Sorry, we may have a conflict. Have you put a conflict of interest in?
One of my best mates lives next door. Is that a conflict?
They haven't made a representation, have they? No.
Do you make any money?
Aren't you not related?
No.
I guess you've let us know, and we're saying no.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry. Mr. Terry.
Anyway, I'm Russell Terry. I reside with my wife at 6 Cobrew Drive, the house that we built and moved into in 2013. When we moved in, it was a very basic setup, no fences, gravel driveway and such. And as we managed to save up, we slowly improved it. In 2017, we were able to concrete our driveway and make a pad suitable for parking our vehicles, our two vehicles, leaving enough room for a bit of garden out the front and a pathway up to the house. And now this year, we've got enough money to hopefully put a carport in that spot to stop the weather and whatnot from to our vehicles and everything. We understand that it is close to the boundary. It's two metres close to the boundary on one corner. The other corners are 4 metres away from the boundary, which is close to specifications. And also we understand that there aren't any other buildings like this along Capery Drive. But we're kind of thinking that we've come to the, we understand that, and we're saying that if we put a building up that was of minimal design and colour to suit the house, and after we do the landscaping and such, that may blend in better to the surroundings. That's probably what I have to say, and we'd really like this to go ahead if possible. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Terry. So, since there's no other representations on this, I will put the motion forward. Would somebody like to move? Somebody like to second? Councillor Dorner, I'll just swear with me, Councillor Dorner. I'm going to page you everywhere. That won't. Seconder, please. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Dorlop has the move of the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Terry, for your comments. I note that there isn't a precedence for this particular type along the street, but at some stage there has to be a precedence for some items. I think this is close enough to within the scope of the planning schemes, and also acknowledge the planning advice, but I will be voting in favour.
Thank you, Councillor Dornoff. Councillor Cameron, as the seconder.
Really just to thank Mr. Terry for taking the time to come today, and also to Heidi for her work on this report. And, I think Councillor Dornoff's right. You have to set a precedent sometimes. And it's a tricky one, really, because, you know, planning rules are complicated. But I do appreciate you doing the right thing, so thank you.
Can I make a point of clarification?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I'll be voting against its refusal. So
to be clear, the recommendation
at the
moment is to refuse the application, just to make sure we
can't. It's very upside down. Aware.
Yeah, apologies.
So we've had a mover and a
thank
second.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman.
Councillor Dudman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will be moving. I would like to foreshadow that I'll move an alternate motion of approval for this development application.
Thank you, Councillor Dolman. Is there a seconder for that? Councillor Kelly as a seconder for that. And just hang on a minute.
A lot of enthusiasm from you there.
Right?
Oh.
We've got to deal with the first
one.
It's just foreshadowed. Oh, I don't know the signal.
Can move
oh.
it if this map.
So you foreshadowed it. Would you actually like...
No, he's...
No, I've got to foreshadow it first.
He's just going to foreshadow it.
Okay, so talking. The current motion that sits there at the moment is to approve.
It's to refuse.
Refuse. My apologies. So if we vote this one down, there is a foreshadowed motion sitting on the table.
Cool.
Okay. So... Before I go to the voting on the motion, any comments, councillors, before I go to voting on the motion as it sits at the moment? Oh. And Councillor Cameron as the seconder?
No.
Councillor Dornoff as the mover?
No.
So, I put the motion. All those in favour of the motion for refusal, please raise your hand and say aye. Oh, damn, I think it's lost. Okay, the motion is lost. So we have a foreshadowed motion on the table. Now, I need a seconder for that foreshadowed motion. Oh, sorry, Councillor Kelly actually had his hand up first. I'm sorry, Councillor Loder. He just had it up. We've got Councillor Loder. As the mover of the foreshadowed motion, Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I believe the foreshadowed motion is with the Chair, but the motion is for approval of the application. And I would first of all like to thank the town planners for the work that they've done on this application. The motion is for approval on the following basis. As per the planner's assessment, the application is either compliant or not applicable to the vast majority of criteria set out, except for those listed under 8.4.2. They are, quote, the proposed carport will not have a setback from the primary frontage of 5.5 metres, end quote, and, quote, the proposed carport will not be contained in the building envelope shown in figure 8.2, end quote. As per the objective of 8.4.2, the performance criteria is established to provide consistency in the separation between dwelling and their frontage within a street, the apparent scale and proportion of dwellings, including to those on adjoining properties, and the reasonable access to sunlight for existing solar energy installations. It is my view that subsections C and D are compliant and concern should be turned to subsection A and B, which in turn reflects the performance criteria P2, which states, and I quote, a garage or carport for a dwelling must have a setback from a primary frontage that is compatible with the setbacks of existing garages or carports in the street having regard to any topographical constraints. As per the decision of SKY and the Launceston City Council and TRC Multi Property Proprietary Limited, I accept the excerpt from the decision which states that compatible is a term that, quote, requires an outcome which is in harmony or broad correspondence with the surrounding area. Councillors, I note that that judgment there says harmony or broad correspondence, not harmony and broad correspondence, and that is an important point that I reflect on. I also acknowledge the Macquarie Concise Dictionary definition of harmony as, quote, agreement, accord or harmonious relations and correspondence as meaning, relation or similarity or analogy, end quote. However, I disagree with the application of the above definitions to this case. Reflecting on the excerpt from SKY and Launceston City Council et al., the term broad correspondence signifies a need to fit generally in accordance with the locality that the development is proposed to be situated in, but it does not have to conform totally. The example properties provided a 14 Kate Reid Drive and 4 Kate Reid Drive, whilst not completely synonymous with the application before Council, does prove that extensions on the frontage of the buildings, which may act in whole or in part as shelter for vehicles, is something that exists in this area. Whilst the proposed carport in this development application may not be attached to the building, as is the case in other examples, it is harmonious and has broad correspondence with the surrounding area as it displays similar features and effects to the others examples listed. It is my belief that the average person walking or driving past the properties of 4, 6 and 14 Kate Reeve Drive, Prospect Far, would accept that the properties have a similar style and expression in their nature, given the protruding stature of the front-facing structures located on the properties. Finally, it may be accepted that given the lack of representations that have been made against this development application, the community in the local area considers this proposal to be in harmony and broad correspondence with their properties and those of their neighbours. Therefore, in accepting the definition of compatible in SKY et al., the development application can be seen to be compliant with the planning scheme, and I encourage my fellow councillors to vote in support of this application.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman. Councillor Dudman. Seconder, Councillor Kelly.
I'll be a bit shorter than that. given the fact that there was no representation, I looked at it from a common sense perspective, and straight away, I think I phoned Christy yesterday, and I'd like to thank Councillor Dubbin for beating me to the to the task. Yes, I think it's. I know it doesn't comply with the planning scheme. No representation. I can't see it being a huge problem. I'll be in favour of it.
Thanks, Councillor. General Manager, do you wish to comment first?
Oh, look, I don't want to discourage the debate at all or the decision that you've got in front of you, but just as a matter of record, Section 65 compels me to remind you of the qualified advice of the opinion of the planners in this matter. But underline, it is a question for the councillors to determine.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Loader.
I would like to thank Councillor Dudman for all the hard work he did to get this motion together and all the evidence. I'd also like to thank Mr Terry for coming along, and I'll be voting for it.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. Any other comments? No. Very rare do I vote against a planner's recommendation. Very, very rare. Occasionally I have. And occasionally it costs the council a lot of money too when I've done that along with others. But as it's been said, with no representations from neighbours or anybody within that area, and I can understand the need, the want to put a garage there, I'll be supporting it as well. Anything else, councillors? Any other comments, questions? If not, Councillor Kelly? Yes, back to you as the seconder, yes.
Yeah, look, I think with this one, with me, it's the weighing up of the risk. With no representations, the risk of taking to task is highly unlikely. I'm not saying it wouldn't happen. And I just think this is one of the reasons why we're here as a group of councillors, is we get these borderline ones, is to put our opinions across.
Thanks, Councillor Kelly. Councillor Dudman?
No, thank you.
Okay, on that basis. I'll put the amended motion as it sits at the moment. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So moving on to planning authority item number 2, which is 8 Bonnie Street, Deloraine. We have new speakers. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second? This. Thought you would after missing our last one.
I'm happy to second.
Councillor Dudman, thank you. As the mover, Councillor Loader.
I want to thank the people who wrote the representations. And I read them very, very thoroughly. And I do note their huge concerns about the traffic. And this week, on the weekend, I emailed the planning team to ask them questions. And I believe that there's going to be some consultation about the road use in the new year. So on that basis, I feel that I can support this motion. I also asked about car park spaces. And it complies, so I have no hesitation to support this.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Dutton.
Thank you, Mayor. I concur with Councillor Loader and thank the representatives that have written to us about this development application. Whilst the parking is not a matter to be considered in this application, it is good to see that work has begun as a council on that matter. As a separate issue, and I would happily communicate, as will everyone here, with those representatives about that. This development application, as it stands on its own, there are no grounds for refusal, so I will be supporting it.
Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Cameron.
I'll be quick. I just want to agree with what Councillor Loader and Councillor Dudman have said. Thank the planners for their work on it, and also just to make sure that the people that took the time writing in their representations, that we have taken notice, and hopefully the consultation process will start early in the new year and help iron out some of those concerns that they have.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Kelly?
Yeah, look, I agree with what everyone has said. I can't see where we've got grounds to knock this back. The traffic issue is a separate one. We are trying to address that or moving forward on that, which will hopefully give us a good result and help solve a lot of the problems for those that have put in objections.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other comments, councillors? No, I don't think I need to make any comments apart from it's all been said sitting here at the table. So going forward, we need to look at the traffic. It is a narrow street, always has been a narrow street. So we need to move on. So if no other comments, Councillor Dudman is the second. Anything to add? Thank you. Councillor Loder is the mover. Nothing to add. I'll put the motion then. Councillors, all those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands.
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous. Thank you. So that takes us out of planning authority. We now move into infrastructure services, proposed road names. The any staff stepping up for this discussion? Hobbly. You're not going to hobble up.
You can stay there, Jared.
No, no, it's all right. We'll bring your speaker. It's all right.
No, give him the special speaker.
So, somebody like to move, somebody like to second before we head into the discussion on the names. Councillor Kelly, thank you. A seconder, please. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Kelly, it's the move of the motion.
I'm just interested to hear what Jared's got to say.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron.
As you know, I always get excited when there's a when there's significance in these names, and I've obviously learnt something because I now need to Google this poem because I hadn't heard of it. So there we go, silly me. But appreciate people putting the effort into something so meaningful.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. I think whoever lives in Liddesdale may well be spelling that for
the rest of the rest
of just about to say that.
Where do you live? I live in Liddesdale.
Yeah, 2 days. You would say that every time.
Right. More no, I'm living in Liddesdale. It's Chestnut, so there you go.
Maybe you're nut.
Whatever. Yeah, any discussion, councillors? Okay, Councillor House?
Not so much discussion. I mean, it's...
With your microphone, please, councillor.
Yes, not so much discussion, maybe, but I too have had a look at that poem recently. It's a very long poem, by the way.
Yeah,
almost too long.
Lots of street names.
But in terms of street names, look, I think they're symbolic. I think they're in line with Deloraine name, and I think there's a bit of symbolism there as well as practicality. I'm in favour of that.
Thank you. Anything else, councillors?
Ask Jared a question.
Councillor Dornoff. Yeah, we need to ask Jared a question. He's got the microphone there. Councillor Dornoff first. Councillor Kelly.
By what process do we go through to propose these names?
I just leave the names in a hat and just pull them out.
Yeah. But is there set criteria or is there... Yeah.
Jared just guessed.
Yeah. Does Jared get full autonomy of putting forward the names? Or?
No. A good question.
Through you.
Coming in.
Through you.
Yeah, Jared? Through
you,
Mr. Mayor. Generally, we ask for those names. Those names then get checked through place names, 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 double up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there is
very much. Yep.
Thank you. Councillor Kelly?
I was going to actually say that the process was Jared had to go and kick down the doors to get some names thrown up.
No.
True, Jared?
He's behind you, Councillor Kelly.
Sound better than that, won't I?
You will. Okay. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, Councillor Cameron is the seconder.
No,
right. Councillor Kelly is the mover. Right. Okay, put the motion, all those in favour, please. Aye, raise your hands.
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous. Thanks, councillors. Right, moving on to reports, September 2023. I've got the page number. 112. Okay. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Dornoff, thank you. A seconder, please. Councillor Dudman, thank you. As the mover, Councillor Dornoff? Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Okay, open for discussion, councillors. Any comments? Any discussion? Okay, I'll lead on. If you look at the annual and targets, bear with me. You'll see a lot of things that are in green and other colours. I think as incoming councillors and perhaps members of the public, it's interesting to know exactly what has to be ticked off, has to be done by governance, what the requirements are of council, and it is pretty onerous at times when you think the amount of work that's in there. Again, I want to thank the staff for delivering as best they can, considering we've had some issues this year that's been mainly water. But, yeah, no, well done on what's been achieved. Thank you to the staff, General Manager. Any other comments, questions, councillors? Councillor Lada?
I would like to thank you too, but I would just like to make a note that in all of this plan, Blackstone Heights is only mentioned once. Only one thing specifically for Blackstone Heights, whereas there are many, many things for Deloraine and Westbury and that end. So it's just an, I would like to make that observation.
That's just fine. Councillor Lada, I think if we went back 3 years, you'd probably see it's a little bit opposite. Blackstone Heights got mentioned quite a bit because there was works happening there at the time. So I think it ebbs and flows as to where in the municipality things are. Again, Capital Works Program is where we go forward. But, yep, take that on board.
Fairly,
thank you.
Yeah. Fairly new in there.
Yeah.
General Manager, any comments?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. This is the annualised project activity. It is, to the Mayor's point, not the sum total of all the work that we do in the Capital Works program. Needs to be looked at in conjunction with this. There are activities in Blackstone Heights, as there are in most areas, but the annual plan also highlights geographically for the first time where our major spend is in across the municipality.
Okay, anything else, councillor? Any discussion, comments? If not, Councillor Dudman, you seconded that. Councillor Dornoff, you moved that.
Just the final note here, the report doesn't reflect the impact of the October flood. That will be reported in December for you.
Oh, is that you? No, it's not me. Try again.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, that's right, Councillor. This is only to the September quarter, so October floods will flush through into the December report, and we'll be also coming to workshop look at the achievability of some of these tasks. There's 103 items as well as business as usual, and the flood recovery has injected up a whole lot of additional work upon the organisation. So next quarter will be a different beast.
Oh, you keep going.
Yeah. Thank you. Over up, councillors, Councillor Dornoff, that was your closing comment. So I'll put the motion, and all those in favour, please say aye, raise your hands. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Sorry. No, I'm not. appointment of members to special committees of council is the next one. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Seconder, please. Councillor Cameron by Whisker. Councillor Dudman. No, you move. She's
Are you okay to move that? Second it?
Because she's listed in there.
Yeah, I don't think that's an issue because we all do things, take guidance from the general manager.
That's fine. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I think for the sake of proper process, we've got other councils around the table, so we should probably avoid in terms of good practice.
Sorry, Steph, I wasn't trying to kick
you. We'll take you off as a seconder, Councillor Cameron.
There you go.
Peggy has said, though, she's still involved in the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. I guess for clarification of those that are listening to the minutes, Councillor Cameron is on the Chadley Hall Committee and not an office bearer, but you're just there as a hard-working committee member, which has ramifications in Parliament. No, I shouldn't have said that. Okay, we're moving. So, Councillor Dudman, you moved that.
I did. Look, I just want to thank all the community members who put forward to serve our community on the different committees. It is great to see such a strong amount of supportership and membership of these committees right across the municipality.
Councillor Dornall.
I'd like to commend Councillor Cameron for being part of one of these committees, and I think that as long as there aren't conflicts moving forward, that we should all find ourselves as councillors on one of these committees at some stage. Looking forward to joining one of these in time.
Thanks, Councillor Dornall. Open for discussion, councillors. Councillor Kelly.
I think we've had I think we've had a decrease in Atkins out at the dairy plains.
No joke.
We've had a couple of a feeling invade the committee.
Leo.
What are you laughing at?
Councillor Cameron had a joke, would you believe?
It wasn't a real joke. I was just really to agree with, I don't know who said it, but someone said all the hard-working volunteers, and they really are. And you look at these names and these surnames are community members that turn up to all different sorts of community events, and they're always working hard. And I was going to say to Lockie that if he changed his surname to Atkins, he could get a place on the Dairy Plains Memorial Committee, which we make a joke about every year.
So. Yeah, I think Sue Lee was an Atkins one.
Yeah, they're all related to the Atkins family. We're naming it the Atkins Hall.
I'll look into it.
In seriousness, though, every town in Tasmania pretty much has a fire brigade or a hall committee, not necessarily a pub. And you find hall committees made up of mothers, fathers, grandparents, uncles, aunts, sons, daughters, and community members. And at times it's the heart and soul of every community because they have functions happening in. It is good that, I've got to say, getting around the municipality and talking to hall committee members, very complimentary of the help that the Mount Valley Council does, which is really good. And we've had some really good people work with those committees in the past, and we want to keep that going because we want vibrant communities. That's really good. Councillor Kelly?
Just to wind the clock back in about 2005 when I first got on council, there was a huge push to, there was a lot of pressure placed on our halls to far as to get up to speed or they're going to be sold off. So it's a real credit to them to get together, band together, raise money, come up with a book that shows how much the hall gets used and to give the council an appreciation of why to invest back into the assets. So that's a little bit of the history of it.
Thank you for that history lesson, Councillor Kelly. Any other discussion, councillors? Okay, if not, Councillor Dornoff, you seconded it. Any comment? Councillor Dudman? Right, if not, okay, I'll put the vote. All those in favour, please say aye. Unanimous again, councillors. What's going on with my phone?
You loved. We're having a comfort break.
We're nearly finished.
We're going to be closed.
We're going to have a motion to close the meeting.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
So, hang on, I've just got to do the paperwork. Before we move to close the meeting, I'd like to say that this is Jackie's last meeting with Meander Valley Council, and I do appreciate the time and effort that Jackie has put in as our governance officer. You have improved the organisation, Jackie, with your knowledge, I've got to say, and that is not reflecting on anybody that's come before you. It is disappointing that you will go off somewhere else. So on behalf of the council, thank you for your time and effort.
Thanks, Jackie.
Righto. We'll have a couple of break.
Amazing,
mate.
Jackie, with all this.
I've got to drag it on. Somebody to move, somebody to second, we'll close the meeting. Councillor Kelly, a seconder, please. Councillor Hardman. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. Come on, Barry, raise your hand.
Oh, right.
Unanimous, thank you.